This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the topic, Do You Know the Real Christ? And today we'll be considering in detail, Do You Know the Real Christ in regard to His severity? In previous studies, we have considered, Do You Know the Real Christ in regard to His love? And we've considered these topics in the light of the fact that the Bible warns us about the fact that many men would come claiming to be Christ, but that we are not to believe them. It is our responsibility to find out what the Bible teaches about the Christ, to learn and follow the true Christ, not merely one of human invention. In John chapter 17, verse 3, the Bible says, For this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou didst send, even Christ Jesus. Thus far in our study of the question, Do you know the real Christ in regard to his severity? We have studied the severity of God the Father in the Old Testament, recalling the fact that God the Father and Jesus are one in purpose, John 10 and verse 30. We have also started in our study of the biblical account of the severity of Jesus himself during his earthly ministry, and noted the cleansing of the temple in John 2 and his pronouncement of woes on the Jewish leaders in Matthew chapter 23. Then in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, we find further the severity of the Christ when he indicates that he came not to bring peace, but a sword. And he goes on to make clear that by his teaching and the fact that some would accept it and some would not, he would put husband and wife at odds with one another, mother and father and son and daughter and brother and sister. And we have all seen this manifested before our very eyes. When some would accept the actual truth of the Bible, and others of their own families, perhaps even husband and wife. And though some would say, oh, well, husband and wife ought not to accept the gospel if it's going to divide them from their husband or wife, but Jesus made clear in Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, that we must love him more than anything or anyone in this world, or else we cannot be his disciple. Loving the Lord Jesus Christ and putting him first is the basic responsibility of mankind. And so Jesus makes clear his severity, that is, in his demand, that we follow truth. And friends, there is but one good reason why you should be a member of any religion, and that is that it's true. If a religion isn't true, if the doctrine you're following isn't true, then it doesn't matter how many reasons you may advance as to why you ought to follow it, none of those reasons can be valid. None of them can be persuasive. There is but one good reason why you should espouse any religion or be a member of any institution, and that is that it's true. We further find the severity of Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, when he says, Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. But narrow is the gate, and straitened the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Notice he's saying that few will be saved, and many will be lost. And notice further that he makes clear that in order to be saved, it isn't enough just to be religious. You've got to enter the narrow gate, and walk down the straitened way. For the narrow gate and the straitened way are the only ones that lead to life. Any other gate, any other way, leads not to life, but to destruction. And that's just another way of saying that Jesus taught that unless you obey the Bible plan of salvation, or remember the church described in the Bible, and live and work and worship the way the Bible teaches, then you will not spend eternity with God. That's just how important and serious these matters are. And they make clear, even though our Lord was infinite in love, that love does not mitigate against his being infinite also in justice, holiness, and righteousness, and therefore that he demands of us that we obey him. Please do be with us next time as we conclude this very important study.